Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart and employ with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. thank you for joining us here. Another great night here for the Proof Negative show. It is Monday. TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday. So we'll have Christina joining us here in just a second. If you have anything you want to share out there in Radio Land, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Christina in here. Christina, welcome.
Hi, Prue. Thanks for the warm welcome. I'm glad I showed up. I'm feeling much better now, but I think it was this morning was just the after effects of the medication I take when I get the migraines. So I guess it's finally out. My body's bouncing again. But I just, it's just been everything. My brother just literally left for actually heading your way. He's headed to Victorville for a job, and I helped them get packed and on their way. And then I worked in the yard yesterday, trimmed a bunch of trees.
Wow,
and stuff.
Victorville. Nobody moves to Victorville anymore, do they?
No. Well, he's not moving. He has a 42-foot trailer that he pulls. And he stays in it. They're actually, the job that he's guiding is in Victorville, but they're going to be staying, I think, in like Hesperia, I believe.
Yeah, that's
Hesperia,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So they had a hard time finding ground that would allow him because he's going to be there for 3 months. And they were having a bit of a hard time finding a place where they could stay. But I think they finally found one. They're Desert Willow or something. And they're gated and pretty picky. So hopefully it'll work out. They're scared to death, though, of the electric bills because everyone that they've checked into, a lot of times, you know, the electric is included when you're camping, but not in California. So they're like, what is the bill going to be? Is it going to be like sky high or what's going on? I said, yeah, I think maybe. From what I hear. So I don't know. But how are you?
Oh, this is one of those rare times where I'm feeling okay.
Oh, good. Oh, allergies have been bugging me a bit, too. And I think that was, I guess, spending the whole day outside yesterday didn't help. But my ears are
A funny story from me this weekend. So
what's that?
My doctor that I see every couple weeks now.
Yeah.
He ended up talking to the doctor that was at the hospital watching over me. And she called my doctor wanting to know why she was not called to get the amputations done. Yeah, she was kind of heated because she wanted to do the amputations already. And my doctor said, well, he's healed. There's nothing to amputate. He's 100%.
Wow.
Then she yelled at him because, well, you're the doctor. You shouldn't have let him do what he's going to do. You needed to be stronger and tell him what you need to do. It's like, well,
wow.
He said he was going to heal himself. I looked over what he's going to do and felt it was a risk, and he healed himself. Yeah,
oh
she wasn't
God.
Happy.
I mean, there you go. There's the mentality.
Yeah.
This medical system just needs to be thrown in the trash. It needs to be buried in a whole new one. Oh, geez, that's crazy.
And I'm sure you would know, being more holistic-minded than the average bear, just knowing what you need to do and you have to sit there for a week or, in my case, 8 days letting them tell you all this mess, and you're like, all right, I just have to let you say what you want to say, and as long as I can get out of here, I'll fix it.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I literally, I even tell people, you know, if they think they're going to have to go to the hospital. And, like, when my daughter was traveling to California and like, she's going to New York Wednesday, I said, for some reason, you would have to go to the hospital. Tell them that you are fully up to date on all your shots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, fat lie, but I'm like, just lie. Just tell them that you
yeah.
are. Because, you know, if not, they're going to – there's no telling what they're going to try to do. So, you know, you got to learn to play their game, honestly. And that's what you did. So
of New York City, did you see this story over the weekend where
maybe not.
A pregnant nurse that had her bicycle and a gang of black kids tried to steal her bicycle? And she wouldn't let them steal the bicycle, so now she's called a racist.
Oh, my word. Are you serious?
Yeah, a pregnant nurse that uses her bicycle to bike to work. And she's
wow.
a racist because she wouldn't give up her bicycle to a bunch of thugs.
Hmm. Man. These people are going to be in for a rude awakening.
Well, it's liberal, though. So that's what liberalism will do for you. And half the public
yeah.
still doesn't get it.
Yeah.
So I went to kind of a party yesterday, if you will, for my wife's close friend. Her daughter graduated high school. And there's a liberal
yeah.
there saying that he's not a Biden fan, but he would vote for Chris Christie because he's the only Republican that promises to work with Democrats. I remember
yeah.
that 4 years ago, or what was it, in 2016? 7 years ago, when he thought he was running for president, and his number one thing is, I remember, he said, my best quality is I can work with the Democrats. It's like, well, then go be a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's part of that system. He's one that we don't want. Oh.
Because I promise you, if it was between him and Brandon, nobody gets a vote. I'll vote a third party.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would be scary. Because I'm praying that it's Kennedy and like DeSantis, or Kennedy and Trump, or, you know, not Christie, but because then I would be okay with whoever won. But honestly, the more and more I listen to RFK Jr., he just, things he's talking about that he would do, he might be the only person that can fix this. Because he's going to go after the agencies, the medical,
well,
like the
yeah.
government agencies. He'll go
yeah,
after.
Yeah, the only thing
can.
Is we've talked about this for a month. We know that they're not going to let him do squat.
But I mean,
I don't care if they have to rig elections in broad daylight on C-SPAN. They'll do it while they're narrating it.
Oh. I mean, that's just not going to be right.
But there's
because
a few Republicans that I don't mind. Between Larry Elder and Tim Scott, I don't mind either of them. I somewhat like that. I think his name is Vitek Ravaswamy. Have you seen him talk? He's not bad.
Yes,
he just doesn't have the name recognition, but I like him.
I know he's good, but there's just, I don't know, there's something about him that I have a hard time, and I don't want everybody to take this wrong, but Indians a lot of times, you know, because of their Hinduism, they just don't, they don't care. So I don't even know how to say this. I just don't trust them. I just don't fully trust them. So
he's not my number one, but I like the guy. He seems nice, and
he
runs circles around any Democrat that they think they're going to throw at us.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I would agree
so
with that.
So he makes that cut of people that I find acceptable. The ones I don't find acceptable, obviously, is Mike Pence, Chris Christie.
Right.
I'm not voting for Nikki Haley.
No, right. You're absolutely right. Yep, they're all part of it. They're all part of the system. They won't change anything.
No.
Yeah. No, they won't change anything. It's just so sad because, Kennedy was just, he was on Dr. Drew, and, you know, he said, Dr. Drew was talking about when RFK Jr. was asked, what would you do to help unite the people? And he said, you know, it was just thrown at him. It wasn't rehearsed. And he said, I'd stop lying to the people. And I was like, wow, you know, that's a great answer. And, you know, he said, because he said all the lies that the government and the media are telling, he said, people, everybody's going to what they think is the truth, the sources. And he said, you know, there's just, you don't really know where to go. There's so many lies out there. And I said, that makes sense. So I thought that was pretty great with how he replied to that. But like you said,
Robert F. Kennedy is doing exactly what he needs to do in order to get his name out there. He's interviewing his Tookus off right now.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Brandon's not doing one interview, and he's doing multiple a day, and I don't know if we can get him or not. I'm not opposed to trying to grab him for an interview.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that would be awesome. I don't understand how they can not demand that Biden has to do, you know, how are they going to do without these debates? I mean, has there ever been another time in history where they didn't have them?
Not that I'm aware of. But the thing is, normally nobody runs against the incumbent. That's the thing. So he thinks he's told he's done such a great job that he doesn't have to campaign. He's done so awesome that nobody in their right mind would run against him.
Oh, boy. Well, I got news for him. There's not that many people that's going to support him. I mean, the only way he'll get...
Yes, but if you think about it, though... You know, right off the bat, because he has a D behind his name, he's getting, at his very worst, he's getting 35% to 40% of the public vote. Doesn't matter how terrible he is, he's going to get that just because he has a D behind his name.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. So as much as I want to say Brandon is wrong, his best strategy is to not do a thing. Because as long as the media carries him, he has a D behind his name, so he wins.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they nominate him, I mean, sure. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Some people are saying, though, they don't think he'll run.
Didn't he make that announcement?
He did, but they're thinking that he may not be alive, to be honest. I mean, he's pretty frail. He is very frail. But he's traveled to Was it Japan? Where did he just fly to? I mean.
Yeah, that was Japan. And he was at Hiroshima, Japan for the summit.
Yeah, G7. That's what I thought. So, I guess they can.
And he believes that not one person is going to blame him if there's a shutdown. And he doesn't have to negotiate because he's done all the negotiating.
Yeah.
But that's
right.
The thing with the Democrats is that they just expect the other side to fold, and so that's all they're waiting for. So, and they have the media in their pockets, so that's their strategy: hide in the basement and blame the other side.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it works.
Well, and you know, I watched a video of a veteran, it was on TikTok or where, and I shared it, somebody I know who's pretty big voice out there, he has his own show on YouTube, and he shared it, and it was a veteran just breaking down because he was talking about how, you know, once again, our system has failed the veterans. He's had mental issues since being in the service. And, you know, he was talking about how they change freaking doctors yearly. And they do. I know this because I know people that are veterans that go to, that have, you know, at the veterans home or whatever, doctor's offices. And they do. They change them all the time. And it's like, that is not good. That is dangerous. They need to let these people have just good doctors and stay with them. They shouldn't have to be a veteran doctor. And, I mean, he was just breaking down, and it was so sad. And I'm like, and this is what's wrong. I mean, Biden cares more about foreigners than he does about our own veterans, you know, that are out there that have fought to try to help this country and, you know, save his butt. And yet all he's concerned about is, you know, give them more money, more weapons, or whatever to keep the war going. It's just really messed up.
Yeah, but how much of it do you think he controls? I'm going to say extremely little.
Yeah.
So I think the whole world knows that it's Barry Sotaro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, running the show, at minimum.
You know what, though? I heard, who was I listening to? And they were talking about how that Hillary Clinton is the one that's still controlling even Obama. They were saying that she's still calling the shots.
There should be a hierarchy, I guess.
So, does Biden fall here again? He did stumble a little bit, but he didn't fall. They were just showing him walking when he was over in Japan. He almost fell down the stairs again, but he didn't. He stayed on his feet, but he stumbled a little bit. Oh, my gosh. Ah, goodness. Amazing. But
the Bilderberg meeting happened over the weekend.
The what?
The Bilderberg meeting.
Bilderberg, refresh my memory. Remember?
You're not familiar?
I'm having a blank right now.
Let me share then. So the Bilderberg meetings are, you take roughly about 200 of the world's largest global elites, and they get together to decide world policy.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're talking about. So I didn't know how many attended. I saw that there were a group of people, and I forget what somebody was saying about them, but I guess that's what I was seeing. Okay, so I think that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so is that where they were talking about sending F-16s to, or is that something different, to Ukraine?
And all I remember seeing was Noah Harari came out and started talking about how we need to depopulate.
Oh. Yeah. Starting with him. Starting with all of them. That would be a really good start. We could just depopulate all them. Problems would be solved.
These people honestly think that they rule 8 billion people, though.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I would laugh in their faces. I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, are they really? I mean, they've truly got to be ignorant to believe that.
Well, they spend all day in their own echo chambers talking to each other, so they don't know what the outside world thinks. They think that they control everybody that they don't know.
Yeah, they're little cowards. They're not going to go out in public because they know people would squash them.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish just one of them would get caught in public and a bunch of people let him have it. That'd be funny. But
Stacey Abrams was there, so you know that she means something to the globalist out there.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, I got news for her. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. But, hey, did you know, were you familiar with Dr. Rashad Bitar?
Yes, I have a few of his clips.
I figured you were. I'm still waiting. I mean, I know I had recently listened to one of his interviews, and he was talking about that he had been poisoned.
Yeah.
And I guess he got better, but I was looking at some of his videos, and his eyes, he didn't look healthy. So I don't know what was going on. I mean, I don't even know. Who knows? I mean, he was on that list of the Dirty Dozen or whatever they called it. So, I don't know. And, you know, this is a long time ago, I think, when I first bought his book, you know, he did at those medical centers or something like that. He was helping a lot of people with like cancer and stuff. I mean, you know, they were being cured and it wasn't chemo that was doing it.
Right.
So, sad, very, very sad. I was quite shocked. I mean, that's my age, 57 years old he was. And I'm thinking, wow. So, but I mean, you know, we all know they've been after him since the start of this COVID. I mean, he's had to hide and it's been ridiculous. And then what about this Bill Gates? Maybe this is the end of Gates. Wouldn't that be nice? Supposedly Epstein blackmailed him with that Mila Antonova. Did you hear anything about it?
I didn't really follow the whole story because once I see Epstein and I see Bill Gates, there's no reason for me to read it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just hoping that this story finally, you know, puts an end to his voice. It's like, you know, why are they still allowing him to do all these things? I mean, that appeal thing. You know, when you go to that website, it makes it look like it's the best thing, you know? And you go and you read the ingredients and how it's made and everything, and they try to make it sound like it's harmless. But I guarantee you it's not. I mean, it's like, you know, leave our whole foods alone. So here we are, we're telling people, you need to eat whole foods. You know, if you want to be healthy, eat whole foods, you know, close to the form that they were created. And so now he's taking all these things, apples, you know, all this stuff, putting this film on it, and they're saying, oh, it comes from plants. It's not an animal. It's like, yeah, but it's,
you know, it isn't what is on them. So now, you know, they've got this film on there that's probably going to be impossible to wash off, and they're saying it's edible. But and they're calling it, it's made of lipids. So that right off the bat scares me. Who knows? It could be these, you know, this lipid stuff like they're talking about in the jab. I mean, these gel things are not safe. And it's just irritating.
Yeah, and you have to read up on what farms are taking these in. I went to a couple grocery stores, and I'm trying to remember the list, and I saw a few of the avocado companies, so I'm like, okay, I know I don't buy them.
Yeah. Ugh. Just unreal. I mean, we just got to somehow, we've got to implement, just like, you know, like they said, we're not going to change these idiots. They're just bad to the bone, and we're not going to fix them. So we just got to forget about that part. We have to come up with ways, you know, to just create a whole, like I said, a parallel system, like, or not like I've said, like many people have said, and, you know, just like Jim Gell is doing in Florida, you know, I would love to just see these community vertical greenhouses and then start, you know, communities funding, raising money to help small farms get started again. We've got to go back to, like, small farmers and just growing things locally. And, I mean, to build a giant vertical greenhouse in every community local, I mean, that would be so awesome. I mean, it could be so
educational. Oh, the only bad thing is that most dudes, and I would say most of the under 30, doesn't care what happens. They're checked out.
Well, I know, but we've got that gap. I understand what you're saying. There's that right now between 20 and 30 that there may be even, you know, 18 and 30 that, yeah, don't care. But we can still reach the little kids, you know, and if we could get them to participate in stuff like that, you know, kids love that. I mean, my grandkids love growing things. They think it's really cool. And I think most little kids do. I mean, when you can, especially if you can start them on something like sprouting, and they see how quickly those little bitty seeds, you put them in the dirt, and, you know, they can see how quickly that they sprout and come up. They're fascinated by that. And
until we struggle, people aren't going to care. They'll care once they struggle, but because they never had to struggle, they figure the grocery store is always going to have something.
Yeah. Oh, it will. Along with this little poison that's in it. So, we just got to, I don't know, I'm just going to keep trying to work towards stuff like that. But I guess you got to get, if you can get enough people to start participating in your community to try to make things happen. But you're right. I mean, I know most people are lazy, you know, and they just, yeah, they think everything's going to be okay. So, but Russia, I know Russia's ticked, and it looks like they're going to ban all U.S. corn and soy imports.
I don't blame them. I would, too.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? You know, that's smart. But I think they're doing it. I think he's just doing it, you know, because he's mad, but I don't know. Maybe he's doing it for that reason. But they said it was due to the release of the Durham report. He's banned Obama from Russia. So,
yes, that's hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious? I love it. Sally, that's right. So I'm hoping that if he knows, I don't know though. You know, I want to say that he knows that the majority of the people in this country, and that like Trump, did not want any of this and would not have ever let it happen. So I'm hoping that Putin keeps that in the back of his mind. But I don't know. I mean, I know his mind's kind of dangerous, so. But we'll just have to see what happens, because I know we get closer and closer to nuclear war every day. Oh, I know the other thing. He always mentions, he's like, you know, now I'm not a, how do I want to say this, Trump, like a Trump fan, he said, but he said, when Trump was president, he said, it is not okay for, like, police agencies and, like, the FBI. He said, it is not okay for them to go to frame a sitting president. He said, you can't do that. So he even admitted it, you know. He admits, even though he doesn't agree with a lot of things about Trump, he does agree that all the things that have happened were totally, like, wrong. So I just, he just seems so honest, which you're right. That right there is enough for him to never, you know, that's a reason right there that they'll never put him in. Because unless you, you know, mix your blood with him, they're not going to keep you. So, and I don't know if you looked at that YouTube video I sent you about Curtis Stone. Are you familiar with Curtis Stone, Alfred?
No,
the guy
I'm not.
Up in Canada. So he's another off-grid person up in Canada, very successful, beautiful farm up there, and they live completely off-grid. And he had literally, like, not been off his property in, like, 3 years because he was in Canada. He didn't need to. You know, he's off-grid, so he's surviving on his own. But he finally, when they, you know, took away some of the restrictions and everything, so he finally decided to travel. He got invited to some type of a convention over here in Denver. He was invited to speak. And he didn't take any money from him. He wasn't getting paid. But they were providing his ticket. And he wasn't flying. He was just driving. So they bought his ticket. And when he got to the border, they literally wouldn't let him through. They said, oh no, they said, you can't do that. They used some excuse that because they paid for his ticket, that was somehow like illegal or whatever, that they couldn't do that. So they would not let him over here. And he said there were all kinds of other people from Canada doing the same thing that they were just letting ride in. So they interrogated him for 3 hours, and they even admitted, the guards there even admitted that, you know, they were laughing about it, like, yeah, this is crazy, you know. We're doing our job. We have to do this problem. Until those people stop being soldiers for this idiocy, you know, it's going to be hard to change things. It's just, you know, like the doctors and the nurses and the police officers and just people in general that are in those types of positions, they're the ones that have to do the right thing. You know, they're the ones that have to stop being soldiers for the bad people and just say, no, we're not going to do this. And that's one of the biggest ways
to stop some of this. But unfortunately, can't get them. I guess not all of them can think and, you know, everybody do it. And you know they're not going to do it on their own, most of them. But that would sure help, the movement of the bottom up. What else is I going to talk about? Are you familiar with Darren Olean?
No.
Okay. He's kind of another health guru. He just came out with a book. I can't wait to dig into it. I was going to dig into it last night, and I started getting that freaking aura, so I went right to bed. But he wrote a book called Fatal Conveniences, and I just got it. And supposedly, he and a bunch of researchers dug in to, like, everyday products that we all use, you know, just everything from, you know, toothpaste to your deodorant, your hand soaps, everything we're exposed to. And I think they broke them all down. And in this book, he kind of reveals everything that's attacking our endocrine system. So that's going to be interesting. I can't wait to get into it. And he's a healthy guy. He's in really good shape. He was, what is the guy's name? My girls were goo-goo over him. Because he did the show with him. He did a Netflix series. Real good looking young. Star. What is his name? I'm going completely blank. But anyway, it was a neat show where they traveled to different countries and would look into how they lived and kind of the healthy things about the way they lived in these countries. Wish I could think of his name. But anyway, it's interesting. So I'll be digging into that soon. And then that article I sent you about the CO2, that it in no way harms us. It's actually good for us. So it was saying that literally 1,500 of the world's leading scientists say climate change is not due to CO2.
I'll agree with them 1,000%.
Yeah, and it's super, super interesting. I've got the article pulled up. Oh, you did? Oh, that's great. That's funny what you did the broccoli man on.
Yes.
That's good. That's great. That'll be interesting to hear what you say about that, or what broccoli man has to say. So, but
if you're ready for it, we can do broccoli man now, or if you want to do your article first.
Right. No, we can do broccoli man. That's fine.
What do you
want to do? I've got it ready.
Oh, the broccoli man. Okay. All right.
Yep.
So this one's called Appeal, and the wiretap is in it this week, so you know it's good. All right. So we'll count it down. 3, 2, 1. Action.
Hey, what it is, Green Dude? It's about time I take you in for questioning, Green Dude.
Why are you over here, Wiretap? Are there no drag queen story times for you to do?
Bruh.
That was not funny, Green Dude. I will have you know that some of the best fentanyl comes from inside these apartments, sir. I am one to know, sir. There are drug cartels from Mexico that pay me to make sure their products make it into these mean streets.
That explains why I have arrested so many people in this area.
And that explains why we have been bailing out so many people from jail in this area. Now you listen to me one last bloody time. I hereby am ordering you to stop arresting people in these main streets for selling drugs in this area. And also you need to stop arresting people for diddling children right this instant. That is a direct order from G. Lobist. Have I made myself clear, sir?
That is not going to happen. I will arrest you too then.
That is going to happen. I will arrest you too then. We even brought this up at a Bilderberg meeting last week. It is part of our global agenda. We have decided it is now time to crush humanity and arrest people who are not getting involved with promoting our agendas. You are enemy number one for not supporting Brandon, the Kirkler, and Michael Robinson Obama. Have you no shame, sir? Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. Instead you done diddly ding dong do busy supporting Donald Trump. Even the Durham report said that Trump is guilty of all the crimes as we made up, sir.
You mean that he was not found guilty of the crimes that the Clintons and the FBI made up to get away with election meddling? Because that definitely happened. I like my political candidates who are not part of the New World Order.
That's because you like losers. Cause I'm the winner, no, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose, eh? Ladies love me, boys adore me. I mean even the ones who never saw me. Like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Please tell me that did not just happen.
Hey green dude, that really did just happen. By the way, sir, I need you drop your dungarees so I can inspect the ice cream cone on your person. When I count three, I better be seeing two scoops of vanilla ice cream on top of your ice cream cone right this instant. Afterwards, I am going to need a fudgy the whale ice cream cake.
I need to arrest you for these drug sales.
That is it. I am arresting you for one count of busy something ducker. One count of beating a buskill and a bisonich, and also multiple counts of you refusing my direct orders to let me facilitate the touching of your ice cream cone or said kumquats. And while you are in my presence, you need to get the bloody scam on that face. Most importantly, if you do not comply, I will tell every single media outlet that you are a racist, a genderist, and a species. How dare you believe that humans should be the supreme being of Earth, sir?
I am definitely going to tell everyone I love all humans and want the human race to live.
See? That is the problem, green dude. Having unmicrochipped living humans on this Earth is going to be a thing of the past. And all the 99% dolts and fuss budgets do not even care. You bandy wastes and something that cares are just going to sit there and take it up your... While we take all your stings from you, people say they are against it. But guess what? They'll let us do all these things to them because they're beezies who scared to stand up for themselves. So we have every right to take away your freedoms because you don't even want it.
I don't think so, dog.
Oh, I think so, dog. Look at how fast every bloody person put bloody scams on their face. Look at how many of you lemmings took off gene therapies. Their own family members by right up to taking a gene therapy. Then the next week all their family members get their boosters. Knowing full well it just killed people in their own family. Do you know what we are doing next, green dude?
Do what?
We are now going after organic and non-GMO producer. Bill Gates announced him is putting a product onto the organic foods that will help us inject mRNA and adds other chemicals onto the skins of many different producers, sir. It is called Appeal. Till Paycheck, Costco and many other grocery stores announced they are okay with this and are still claiming this does not affect the product being organic. You dolts are still going to purchase it and we will finally get these chemicals inside your person.
Why does Bill Gates get to control all the food?
Because it is a globalist agenda, sir. We demand the population to get under 500 million so we can rule over the entire Earth. We need to eradicate all of you because you are breathing our air and eating our resources. We are starting to ban your gas stoves. Next, we will ban all of your electrical appliances. You're cooking your disgusting food says with only a microwave. Besides, when you eat Z-bugs, you will not have to heat them up, sir.
I am going to fight your new world agenda.
Go ahead, green dude. No one bloody cares. You filter bags and pieces of excrement will do not nothing but shut your soup holes and put that mark of the beast upon your person. You all will accept a cashless society and you will accept eating the bugs and owning the nothing. 99% of the adults will just bloody comply to your deaths. The remaining last little bit of you will be shunned from society and be taken to a FEMA camp, which in no way, shape, or form exists or will ever exist. If you tell anyone that a FEMA camp exists, we must immediately take you to a FEMA camp, sir.
This is what the New World Order has planned for us. They believe most people will just blindly comply because we are not educated. Please help everyone wake up and show them what these globalists are trying to do. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of news that you need to know right now. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I hereby forbid you to find out what we are doing. You do not need to know anything but continue to vote for the Democrat Party. You need to continue feeding us all this power so we can help Bill Gates become the king of the pop. You waking up the other fuss budgets and income poops will just hurt our globalist agenda. You do not want to see Bill Gates, George Soros, or globalist upset that they cannot buy you off, do you? Do you want that on your conscience? Of course not. Please continue to support your woke agenda and do force your four-year-olds to do drag queen story times and shake those miniature kumquats in front of my person.
All right, that was an episode.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Oh, it's true, though.
Did you catch the song 3 minutes in?
Catch the what?
The rap that that the wiretap did in the song.
Oh. Was it the one?
All right.
No. I don't think so. Was it? Yeah, do
Let
it
me see
again.
If I can...
Play it again.
I'm trying to find it here.
Paul said that Trump is guilty. Clinton and the FBI may close you like losers.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I like my political candidates who are not part of the New World Order.
That's because you like losers. Because I'm the winner, no, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose, they. Ladies love me. Boys adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me. Like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Please tell me that did not just happen.
You don't remember that song?
No. Unfortunately.
Oh, it was
no.
Like one of the most famous rap songs ever. Rob Bass and
oh,
DJ
really?
Easy Rock. It takes two. Back from 1988.
That's great.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. That's
that was the one where they had in the background James Brown. Woo! Static. Woo!
Okay.
Static. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh. I am. Now, that song, that video you sent earlier, that was so funny because I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm like, I can't understand this thing. And then I read, and I was like, duh, now I get it. But, yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was one of the earlier. There was a, at the time of, well, this started before disco in America, but Italy has their own dance genre from the 70s and 80s called Italo disco. And that was one of the first Italo disco songs.
Okay. But it was very...
And it was in English, but it's gibberish English. It's like us putting random Spanish words together just so it rhymes.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't understand it, and I kept trying. I'm like, I don't know if I just can't understand or what's going on, so, all right.
Yeah, you have to put it with closed captions so you can see the words.
Okay, I gotcha.
But yeah, they don't
gotcha.
Make sense. It's not supposed to make sense.
Exactly. That's what I read. So
It didn't start in America at all, surprisingly. I know, big shocker. But it's a huge hit in Italy.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I'll have to send to my friend Christina in Italy. I'll have to send that to her.
Okay.
She'll get a kick out of that, I'm sure. See what she thinks.
She'll be like, how do you know this song that's 50 years old?
That's 50 years old? Let's see.
Yeah, that song came out in Italy in 1973, yeah.
Holy cow. Aye, that's true. Okay. Yeah, because she's... I don't know how... I think she might be a little younger, so... But I would have only been 7, so yeah, that's... I don't know.
But allegedly it's a classic, so it's like, there's a lot of songs that predate me.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. So it was very, very catchy, I thought. Present-day people would like that. So even some of the young people.
The thing is, nobody makes music like that anymore.
Oh, no joke.
I only know one song that came out this whole year, and that's not like me because I'm extremely music-oriented, but... It's just not the same anymore.
No, I mean at the store we listen to Satellite. I listen to the 70s mostly, you know, some of the 80s. But yeah, I don't listen to current songs. I don't like it. I don't like most of the music. I mean, I listen to some country. Not my brother. When I'm with my brother and his fiance, that's what they mostly listen to. So I hear some of it, and some of it's okay, but you know, country's country. It hasn't changed that much, the other stuff, it's not music anymore. It's very rare that somebody comes up with a great new song. Very sad.
So speaking of music, I don't know how music-oriented you are. Did you like 80s alternative music at all?
Yeah, I wasn't one of these that was into, I loved to dance and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I never paid attention to, like the artists and that much. So, I mean, I might know if you mention, I might know, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what a lot of them are.
So, speaking of which, yesterday the bass player for the legendary alternative band The Smiths passed away, if you know The Smiths.
I did not know them, but I heard that this person passed. There was somebody else too, somebody else not too old, but how old was this guy?
like 57, maybe, I think, offhand.
Oh,
or,
okay. So,
I don't think
so,
he was 60.
Okay. He was young. Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're going
right, to
keep hearing a lot of this happening.
Oh, I was wrong. He was 59.
Oh, okay. Still not, yeah. That's very young. So, oh. And yet we've just given a lot more money to, is it the NIH getting it again to start developing another universal gene therapy? How nice. And I was noticing, let's see where, oh yeah. So Biden's nominee to be new NIH director received nearly $300 million in grants from Pfizer. No conflict of interest,
yeah,
there,
I know.
Huh?
It's a little shocker, right?
I mean, these things don't even, I don't even think that's legal, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore in our government. All this BS about when you look up different things about, you know, government organizations and things they can and can't do, it's like, yeah, whatever. Nobody enforces anything anymore. But the nominee in question, Dr. Monica Bertinoli, Italian. Imagine that. Fauci was Italian. Huh. Italian and Indian, a lot of these people are. There are so many Indian doctors anymore. It's crazy. And there's so many of them that's infiltrated into government, like, positions and stuff. So that's why I'm a little bit hesitant on that guy you're talking about. It's like, yeah, they're all moving in too fast. I don't know what's going on. But
in this week's episode of Which Company is Racing to the Guillotine Faster Than the Others to Become Woke, did you see all the stuff that Target put out over the last few days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, not the last few days. I had heard a while back about, like, the kids' stuff. What else did they put out?
Yeah, so you have this clothing designer that's proud of the fact that he's making shirts that say I hail Satan and all this other mess.
Oh my gosh.
Also have Adidas makes them and Target is selling them. They have bathing suits where you hide the salami.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. Well, I guess
so. All these ESG scores, I hope they make money in ESG because they're not making it in cash.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And I don't know who's going to bail them out.
You know, pocketbooks. People have to stop supporting this. But unfortunately,
I'm not teaching a 5-year-old how to hide the salami.
Oh. Unfortunately, there's too many out there that see all this stuff as no big deal. You know, oh, it's okay. Oh. I mean, It's frightening. frightening for, you know, the young people and our children. So just got to keep a very close eye on them, that's for sure. Make sure that none of these crazies are around them. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them in the schools, I have a feeling. I guess it depends on which school you're, you know, where the schools are. I think that matters a lot.
Mm.
So, where else is it going to... I like what DeSantis was saying, you know, just let kids be kids. And at least he's trying to protect them. I know, though, you've talked about him being friends with them. People that aren't so trustworthy, so.
Yeah, that really killed his reputation.
Yeah. And he's kind of quiet. You know, I don't know if he's just waiting and preparing and going to really come out with stuff, or I don't know. I mean, maybe he's busy. I mean, he definitely is. It has done a lot as far as getting bills and things passed to protect them against a lot of what the globalists are trying to do. So I don't know. I'm gonna hope that he's up to good and not no good. Let's see. Yeah, but they were talking about, yeah, the calling it the democide of the 2020.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, DeSantis couldn't be stopped, and then he made the wrong friends.
Oh, you mean that was a new thing?
No, it was within the last 6 months.
Oh, okay. I thought he was, so what, has he been friends with them for like many years, or? He just recently became friends.
Oh, they found him because he was crushing it. So the globalists reached out to him.
I gotcha. They're trying to slow him down, basically.
Yes.
Get in there and influence him. Okay.
And to, and also to put a wedge between DeSantis and Trump so that they fight each other.
Yeah, well, Trump sure as heck doesn't say anything too nice about him. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I like about Kennedy. He doesn't attack anybody. You know, I remember Clinton was good with that, too. Don't you remember that, Bill Clinton? He didn't attack others, either. He was very good. I think that's why he won like he did. Did you, they're saying that New York City is about to begin tracking food purchases to make sure residents don't consume too much meat.
Yeah, that's part of it. The Mayor Adams says he wants to try and stop the meat capacity, the meat sales in the city.
Oh, wow. You know, and I was just, who was it was talking? Oh, I think that's one of the things that Darren Olean touched base on that I did read in the book. He was like, you know, you think that these processed vegetarian burgers are better or healthier than real meat, they're like, think again. And I was like, yeah, no, I completely agree. Because the Beyond Burgers and that, at first, you know, I tried one and I was like, well, these taste great. But then when you start researching and look at what's in them and everything, it's like, oh, no. I mean, they're not healthy at all. They're just so highly processed. So Yeah, I agree. I would rather see a person probably eat a real hamburger than those. Because I don't think they're healthy at all.
Oh, they're definitely not healthy.
No, and then they saw, then I saw a show where they were investigating them, and or not investigating, but just visiting the plant because I think some people had gotten sick. They found E. coli. It was like, good grief, Gary. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm never going to have those again. And the bad thing is their sausages, man, the bratwurst they had, they really did taste like bratwurst. But like I said, they're, you know, most of those things, most of the vegan cheeses and meat, they have so much oil in them. So, and it's highly processed oil. So I will never recommend people eating those. I would tell them, nope, I'd rather you just have a very, like, little bit of meat rather than that kind of stuff. Good.
Well, at this rate with the peel and all this other stuff, I mean, it doesn't even matter anymore.
No, I know. Yeah, no, they're trying to taint everything. They're trying to literally ruin the food supply. And I know they were, where was it? Was it in England? Supposedly that they, the bird flu, was it the bird flu that was bad? And but here they went again. They were not, it's not like people like were real sick and had like all the symptoms. They were just testing them again. And, oh, yeah, you tested positive for it. And then they started freaking out. And, oh, you know, oh, no, we're going to have a breakout of bird flu. And it's like, here we go again. So, but I don't know. I think it quieted Dad's surprise. But it seems like that one already got squashed. I think they're going to have a hard time. I mean, they're definitely, you know, trying to come up with, I know they're working on something. I have no doubt. But they're not going to get away with it this time. I mean, the only thing that scares me is that they're mean enough and stupid enough to be messing with something that could truly just be really, really poisonous and hurt people. But I think maybe they're too dumb to do it. At least I hope so. But I just can't believe that they gave more money to start researching another one of these gene therapies. I mean, after everything that has come out, and then
are any of those gene therapies still on the market right now?
Because
I think are at least taken down temporarily.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if, hold on, let me see. Let me just Google that. Where can I get a COVID vaccine? Let's see what they say.
Oh, if you do that, I'm sure somebody will knock on your door like an Uber or something to... to do it for you.
I'm sure they will. But then I've got a little note on my door that tells them where to go. So there's a sticker on my front window, and they know not to even knock on the door. That's who was I watching? Oh, I can't wait to get one of those signs. From that one guy we were talking about last week. I've got to get one of those and put it in my yard. To where even government officials cannot legally enter into your yard. Johnson & Johnson, scheduling your appointment. Let's see here. Vaccines.gov.
Oh.
No, boy.
That's a site I never thought I'd go to in my life.
I'm afraid to even put my zip code in there. Somebody said they were even giving it to kids.
Yeah.
Our babies. Let's see. Okay. So I put in a zip code. It says vaccine options. Teens and adults. Children. 6 months? Are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see if anything pops up. Okay, so this is locations near this zip code for 6 months to 5 years old.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're giving them.
What brand?
This one is Moderna.
They're still
3+.
Well, if you didn't know, Pfizer, the CEO of Pfizer was at that Bilderberg meeting this weekend.
Of course. You should see my map. It's loaded. So they are literally giving 6-month-olds. Oh. Wow. This is sickening. It looks like what's funny is what I'm seeing on here is Missouri. It's that they're only giving them ages 3 and up. But in Illinois, this is crazy. In Illinois, they're giving it for 6 months.
Hmm.
But that doesn't surprise me. Illinois is like that. Illinois is crazy. They're very liberal. You know, Missouri's conservative, and then Illinois is liberal. So they don't care that it's okay to kill babies over there, you know? Oh, wow.
Well, it's liberal.
Yeah, there's still, yeah, how? Yeah, I don't understand. Like I said, they just do what they want. They just do what they want. So, let's see here. I know that I was reading an article saying that even more medical people are going to be quitting over the next 4 years due to the post-pandemic burnout. And I know that my nephew's wife, she just quit. She couldn't take it. She's studying to be a nurse practitioner. And, you know, she worked during COVID. And I know it was hard on her. And she finally just had it. She said, yeah, they wanted her to work a 14-hour a day, and she's got 2 small children at home, and she's like, no, I cannot do this. So she quit. I'm like, good for her. It's going to get scary. I mean, when people need, I hope the emergency rooms hang on, because that's about the only place that you know, actually get good medicine a lot of the time. So it, what is this saying? Pfizer documents report 71 shows more horrific drug industry crimes against humanity. Surprise, surprise. That one doesn't surprise me. Let's go back to that climate thing.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's important. Because they've just been spouting, you know, for decades, that CO2 is what's harming everything. And I mean, these scientists are like some of the top ones in the world. And they're saying that, you know, most people don't actually dig into the data, but they said, you know, these scientists do. And it says, are you aware that 1,500 of the world's leading climate scientists and professionals in over 30 countries have signed a declaration that there is no climate emergency and have refuted the United Nations claims
in relation to man-made climate change. So let's see. And it says he has also signed the declaration. Where was that? Number four. It says, I'm just skipping down. The reality is that the climate changes naturally and slowly in its own cycle. And solar activity is the dominant factor in climate and not CO2. We can conclude that carbon emissions or methane from livestock such as cows are not the dominant factors in climate change. In essence, therefore, the incessant UN government and corporate media produced climate hysteria in relation to carbon emissions and methane from cows has no scientific basis. So they're saying there's absolutely nothing scientific about what they're claiming. It's not caused by CO2. In truth, I am against real pollution, and the reality is that CO2 component is not a pollutant. It says, unfortunately, many misinformed environmentalists are driving around in electric cars, the battery production for which has caused vast amounts of real pollution via the industrial mining and processing of rare earth minerals. Boom. And the course and the consequent pollution to land, air, and water systems. Note that the UN does not focus on the thousands of real pollutants that corporate industrial globalization creates. Exactly. That's what I've been trying to get across. They're ignoring all those things. Let's see. It says natural as well as anthropogenic factors cause warming. So warming is far slower than predicted. CO2 is plant food, the basis of all life on Earth. And I've seen that so many times. There's a couple other scientists that showed how during the different times they had this, this graph, and it would show like the different times in which the trees, you know, the greenery and everything was so abundant. And when that happened, the CO2 was much higher when it was really green. And then when it was like, when it was bad, when the earth was like more in a starvation mode, CO2 was low. So, and it was consistent. So basically CO2 is actually good for like growing plants. It said it's also good, yeah, for agriculture. And it increases the yield of crops. And how many people do you know? I know lots of people that are growing, and they're saying that crops have been growing so slow. And, you know, my strawberries didn't. They haven't even made it in yet. So I don't know. I think I might have lost them. But, I mean, it's just, it's all BS. CO2 is completely BS. So...
Well, just think that they really want to get rid of cows because, well, there's a lot of vitamins in grass-fed beef. And if they could take out a food source and then they could ration everything and make people eat the bugs and ownings and nothing, then they can control the world. So that's all it's about. And if you think it's about too much carbon, they're working on putting woolly mammoths back on the earth.
Oh,
and they
are bigger than cows. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they just completely ignore the things that are the real contaminants, all the chemical companies and all that stuff. I mean, I just, yeah. I'm not falling for it, that's for sure. I mean, they're trying to harm everything by knocking down the CO2. So we just got to keep telling the truth and hope that more people hear it. But let's see, I was trying to find, they were talking about other things that were causing it, but it was all due to, like, you know, the chemicals and everything, not CO2. But it's that book,
actually that's from a book. It's called Transcending the Climate Change Deception Toward Real Sustainability by Mark Christopher Keenan. Keenan, I knew Keenan's from the little town I grew up in. Sure, they're not related. But, so when you get your migraines, do you get the aura where you go have the zigzag lines and kind of blindness? Or do you just get the headache?
No. No, it just goes right to my eyes.
Ugh. I tell you, that's the worst part is when you close your eyes, you know, and you're in complete darkness, but you still have that freaking little zigzag light just blinking. You know,
oh, that I've never had.
Eyes. Oh, poof. Oh, it drives you crazy because you can't turn it off. There's nothing you can do. You can turn, I mean, you could be in complete, you could be down in the bottom of a mine where it's just completely no light, void of light, and you will see that flashing light in your eye, and it drives you bonkers. Mm. So that's the part I hate. And they say it's the vessels in the back of the head that lead to the eyes become constricted. And that's what causes that. And it's only usually in one side. So, and then when that goes away, that's when the blood vessels, you know, open up and start pounding. So, but I, and people, if anybody's listening and you have classic migraines, I mean, and in one sense, the aura that comes before it is a blessing because you know what's coming. You have about literally before the throbbing starts because your head doesn't start while the eyes are doing that. The headache starts when the eyes start to let up and go away. And I had them since puberty, since I was about 12, 13 years old. And then, most of the time my mom would have to take me to the hospital. Luckily, I only got about once a year. She would take me to the hospital, and they'd give me a shot of Demerol, and I would go to sleep, and it would be over. Finally, about how many years ago? Probably about 20 years ago, I finally went to a neurologist down here because what had happened is I had stayed at a hotel, and I was allergic to something there. I came home, and I started getting these welts, these red spots on my legs. It was really strange. And I went to the doctor and I said, what's going on? And they're like, well, you're having an allergic reaction to something. So I didn't know any better. And they put me on steroids. They said, you're going to have to be on these because they were afraid I was going to have a really bad reaction. So I took them. Oh, hate it. I will never take them again. You know, I could feel my head lifting up off my pillow moving because of my heart rate being so ridiculous when I was on the steroids. Anyway, when I was done with
somebody, I forget where I read this recently, but I was reading that a lot of times in the summer when you get migraines, it might be because you're low in magnesium.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was the case, but what had happened was, you know, I've been helping my brother and them move, and I found this out. I didn't know this. There's a drink at Panera that I love. It's called Mango Uzu Citrus, and I thought it was just those three fruits. So I'm drinking it, and that night, I could not get to sleep. I was like wide awake. I'm like, what is going on? And I finally, the next day, I thought, you know what? I'm going to check, see if that drink has something in it. So I go into Panera's website, and it's like, yeah, it has like as much or more caffeine in it. So they put guarana. They have guarana and caffeine in those drinks. So I was like,
I wouldn't
surprise me
if it had taurine too, probably.
Yeah, so I'm like, now I know why I couldn't go to sleep. So I don't drink those anymore. I was like, oh, geez. So I think that I couldn't get to sleep, and then I got up early to help them. And then, like I said, yesterday I worked outside all day long. I was had my little electric chainsaw out, and I was trimming trees, and I mean, I did a lot. And so I think I just pushed, did a little bit too much. So that's probably what it was. Usually if I don't get my rest, that can trigger it. So anyway, but there's a combination. I will tell you this, until that neurologist, until I went to him, I had, after I stopped those steroids, the pack, I got the worst migraine I've ever had in my life. It just wouldn't go away. So it just kept repeating itself. So I went to the hospital. They couldn't figure anything out. And I was like, just give me the shot. And this guy was like, oh, no, we got to figure out why you're getting these. And I was like, I just finished the pack of steroids. So I said, that's probably what did it. And he, you know, was stupid. I finally left the next day, and I went to this neurologist. He gave me a pill, and it immediately relieved it. And it was called Trexamet. And it was basically a combination of Imitrex and naproxen that they put together in a pill. And it was the first medication. And granted, I've had these, you know, I've been having them for like 30 years. Nobody could ever give me a pill that would take care of it. Well, this one worked. So he gave me a few samples, and when I got another one, I took it, and sure enough, stopped it in its tracks. And I ran out of them, and so they prescribed me some, went to get it filled, and of course, it's $300, you know, a bottle. So I said, well, I can't afford that. And so I went to my regular doctor, and he figured out the combination, and he said, I'll just prescribe you a bottle of this and a bottle of that. You just take them together. So I did. So anyway, if anybody gets classic migraines at the onset of the aura, have your doctor prescribe you 500 milligram naproxen and the typical dose for the Imitrex. And at the onset of the aura, you take both of those together. And I'm pretty sure it will stop it in its tracks. So, I mean, it's literally the first thing I've taken. Trust me, I had tried everything, and nothing would ever work. But that one did. And that one actually works for my girls, too. So I know it works, because they get the same, unfortunately, inherited that from me. The wonderful migraine. But
hey, you're doing a lot better than I thought you would be. I figured by now you'd be begging to get off the show.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I just, you know, that medicine takes care of it. The only problem is I have a hard time. I have a bit of a hard time with the naproxen. It's not real good on the stomach. So, like I said today, I think that's what was wrong. I was just kind of out of whack with that. And once I finally, I did fresh squeezed oranges this morning. Then I did banana cherry smoothie. And then later on, I did a great big, I juiced a bunch of celery and an apple, a green apple. So I finally got balanced out.
Let me ask,
so
though, because I hear differing reports on this. Do cherries spike blood sugar much?
So if you're doing whole fruits, if it's just pure fruit, even if it spikes your blood sugar a little bit, it's not going to be a lot. And if it does, it's going to go down. It's going to regulate. So your body does not, your cells do not like process, they don't have to process the sugar from fruit. You just use it. It's just used. It's pure energy. So, you know, depending on what state you're in, and also when you're eating it, I mean, if you just had a high-fat meal with a lot of, if you just had any other kind of food, you don't ever want to put fruit on top of it, because fruit obviously digests much quicker than any other food.
So if you eat a big meal and then immediately put fruit on top of it, it's going to sit there and ferment, and it's going to cause problems. So, you know, you want to eat fruit by itself, but no, I mean, fruit is our perfect food. And no, it's not, it's truly not. I mean, some people can do it. If a person can stay on fruit and live that way, but you've got to be in a tropical climate and you've got to be able to have your hands on all of it and eat tons of it, you know. But it's not sustainable for most. It's truly the most healing diet. So if someone has something severely wrong with them, that is where you're going to find your healing. I mean, it's got the strongest, you know, it's got the highest amount of angstroms or whatever you call it, the measurement of energy from food. There's nothing higher than fruit. So if you want healing,
but
you want
an addiction to dates and figs, and that while it might help with stomach issues, I paid a price with high sugar content.
With fresh figs?
Dates, medjool dates.
Oh, so you're doing dates. See, yeah.
No, I did dates, but I would sit here because dates is one of those foods that you can eat on air and nobody knows that you're eating because it's not loud.
Sure. Yeah, and they dates are higher in sugar, and they are somewhat, I mean, because dates are somewhat, aren't they kind of dried or no? Are they dried?
Yeah.
How do they?
Well, the dates will last, I don't know about forever, but you
can
have a 5-pound box of dates that'll last for a year, and they're still good.
So see, to me, that's not the same as you just eating like a fresh fig. So you've got, when I'm saying fruits, I'm saying in the way they're grown in their purest form to where they've still got all that water in there. You know, there's still the water in the fruit. That's, like I said, you can get your purest form of water from fruit. Like watermelon, oh, my God. You know, you're getting all those electrolytes and that pure water. Something like that. But, yeah, I could see where dates might raise your blood sugar. Yeah, I could understand that. So any dried fruit. A dried fruit, yeah, could definitely not react the same because you've taken that, you know, you've taken the water out of it. You've dehydrated it.
Yeah, I eat a couple ounces of mixed nuts every day too. But I've read and I think I've learned the hard way that you can't eat more than a few Brazilian nuts, like maybe 3 a day at the most.
Yeah, I think you can get all the, what is it, what is the nutrient, starts with an S?
Selenium.
Your daily intake of selenium with just 2. So, nuts are good for you. I know Dr. Furman, you know, he's a big believer in those, but like he says, too, you've got to watch. You don't want to just eat tons of them, you know. You want to, like, I think they say a handful a day is about what you need. So I love macadamia nuts. Oh, I love a good macadamia nut. Sometimes they're really hard, though. But I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm not specific on what my favorite is.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like sprouted almonds. Sprouted almonds better than regular almonds. I know they've got twice the nutrition and half the fat. But they're, I usually just eat them by themselves too. I mean, but they're good. I like pine nuts too, but I like pine nuts on salad. So.
They also go in meatballs.
Pine nuts?
Yeah.
I've never tried pine nuts in meatballs. Interesting. Hmm.
Yeah, pine
I'm
nuts
sure
and raisins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never had never had those fixed that way. Oh. So is how's the weather in Vegas right now this time of year?
Early 90s.
Whew, okay. Well, we are too. We've been up there. The last few days though it's been really nice. In California type weather. So, yeah, I warned my brother. They're going to be in the desert. I said, it's going to be hot. But somebody said it gets really cool at night. Is that true?
It'll get into the high 60s, low 70s.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. Do you know anything about the electric out there? Is it like super, super high?
Oh, yeah, you'll pay for it.
Oh, boy. They'll probably be opening the windows. But you can't, because they're going to be there starting Wednesday, and they're going to be there till August. So it's going to be, I mean, they're in the desert. It's going to be freaking hot. They're going to have to use it. They're not going to have a choice.
Oh, that's the story that I wanted to get into today before we shut it down. So
What's that
weird lady that sued Trump about that rape, and even though he didn't rape her, he was found guilty of something.
Yeah,
so she wants to sue him again for damages of what he said at the CNN town hall.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is just truly a circus.
Appealing.
What'd you say?
Isn't he already appealing that lawsuit anyway?
I mean, yeah. And I don't know. Did you see all the other crap she had said? I mean,
maybe not all of it, but a lot of it.
I mean, she's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very inappropriate. She said some really crazy things. I mean, and the fact that I was under the impression that he's like physically, you know, like raped her. But that wasn't the case.
No.
And I think he should be suing her. From Miss, I don't know. This is crazy. I mean, they're just showing that they can get away with whatever they want.
Oh, I wanted to, I'm trying to find a video from a Nebraska state senator, I believe it is.
Yeah. What's it about? I don't know if I saw that.
I'm still looking here. I don't know why I can't find it. There we go. I gotta play this.
Okay.
Let me see if this is playable. Oh yeah, we'll see if this does it.
Senator Kavanaugh, you're recognized to speak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. We're standing in a circle in this. Pretended saying it over and over again. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love
my
trans
word.
People. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You matter. You matter. And I am fighting for you. And I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
So, did she convince you at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had a cuckoo button like that. That's cool.
That is what I think. I mean, honestly.
But the thing is, you could love trans people all you want, and the thing is, nobody's saying you can't transition.
No.
And
exactly.
What we're saying is that you have to be an adult. You can't trans.
Oh.
And there's people. One of the biggest searches this year. From teenagers is, am I trans?
Oh, boy.
And there's one way to find out if you're trans.
Oh,
have
boy.
You had a gender reassignment surgery? Have you whacked anything off? If not, you're not trans.
Yeah. You know, Bruce Jenner was just... Yeah, no. Yeah, and it's... You know, Caitlyn Jenner, I said Bruce, he was just, he just really, I think he tweeted some things about the, who was it, a transgender, that second place or something was before, and he had a fit about it. He said, that's not right. And it's not. I said, that's like, so to me, or a man to compete in a woman's sport, or a transgender that was a man, they still have the physique. So for them to be able to participate in a woman's sport is just like a normal person being able to participate in the handicapped Olympics.
Or the Paralympics, right.
I mean, how is it any different? So, I mean, I just, but that's the part that just, yeah, it makes no sense. I don't care what they say. This Brittany Griner, you know, Brittany Griner, to me, I question if she's really a woman, to be honest. I mean, the way she's built, I don't know. But anyway, you know, she's all for this. I'm like, okay, so let's go get a bunch of these professional male basketball players and let them say, oh, you know, we identify as transgender women. Let her play them and let her see what she thinks about it then. You know, they'll beat her butt. So it just, yeah, it makes no sense.
I mean, that's going to cause problems. I mean, people aren't going to put up with that. They really aren't.
Well, they're putting up with it so far.
Well, I mean, if my kids were still in sports, there's no way I would let them play with a male. And I wouldn't let them play against them. I mean, look at what happened to that girl playing volleyball. You know, a freaking transgender male. Well, or how do I even say that? It's a male that's saying he's a woman, you know, was playing on the volleyball team. I don't know. You might have already heard it. But he spiked a ball, and I forget how badly she's injured. She's really hurt. And,
you know, the sad thing, and I did a Broccoli Man video on this, where these people, they think that, well, if women don't want to be playing against trans men, then they should get their own sport. It's like, well, they do. It's called women's sports.
Yeah, what we fought for so, yeah, exactly. Oh, well, I mean, there's a reason that, like, in volleyball, when men play, the nets are much higher. You know, it's little things like that. So it's insanity. Oh, let's see.
What is so hard about saying that you need to be 18 years of age and you have to go through tests and you have to really decide that this is something you want. You can't just be a 3-year-old. I want to be girl.
They even know? Yeah, they don't even probably understand how, you know, really what that means at that age.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, it's just, yeah. It just shouldn't be allowed, that's for sure.
No,
did
you
see
can't
where
even go to kindergarten, but you can, you're old enough to decide that you want your stuff whacked off.
Yeah, right. Says that there was a best-selling French author, feminist, and social media influencer, Dora, I don't know how to say this, Mutat. I'm probably not pronouncing that right if it's French.
I believe you. Whatever you say is fine.
Is being taken to court for the alleged crime of misgendering two transgenders based on their actual biological sex. So Tilloy Les Marchianis, Mayor Marie Cal, a male who now pretends to be a woman, and Hannah Lee Escurier, a female journalist who pretends to be a man, are both upset at Mutat for calling them what they actually are rather than what they are pretending to be. So the two mentally deranged individuals are suing her with the support of Moose and SOS Homophobia, two LGBT organizations that apparently believe people should be punished for refusing to play pretend on demand with other people's made-up gender pronouns. There you go. Let's waste some of those tax dollars. I mean, it's just insane what's going on. What was it I saw about the tax dollars? What was I thinking of?
But, oh, it's crazy. I had something funny happen, and I wish there was something I could do about it. So obviously, with me having a jewelry store, I have to have insurance, and I have a alarm system. So, of course, I've had a couple false alarms. The last one was during a thunderstorm. I have guitars in my store, too, that I sell. So
okay.
I have a wall of guitars. It's pretty, and I do sell them, you know. And they're hanging up there. And thunder, I guess, the only thing I could figure out, I got my alarm went off. And so I said, yes, send the police. It was dark. You know, I thought maybe somebody had broken in because it said the glass thing went off. So I said, yeah, go ahead and send them. So I get up there, and we go in with the police. There's no broken windows. Well, one of the guitars are on the floor. So what had happened is it had been storming, and I think lightning or something probably must have struck close to the building and shook the wall. And I'm guessing it knocked that one off into the floor, and that's what caused the glass breakage to go off. So anyway, I got a letter from the city of Cape Girardeau stating that they have entered businesses into contract with a third-party company out of St. Louis to start monitoring our false alarms. And the first one is so much money, the second one is so much money, and so on. So the more you have, the higher the fee gets. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, they misspelled my name, you know, with the address envelope. And I'm thinking, a government party like that, they cannot enter me. I didn't give them permission to share my information with anyone. And I'm never going to register, and I'm not going to give them permission to share my information with a third-party company in St. Louis. But they cannot enter me into a contract with a third party. You can't do that. So I found that very interesting. I mean, isn't that amazing that they just think, and then they don't even choose a local company that they're going to do it with? It's just crazy. So I guess the tax dollars that we pay right now in our municipality is not good enough for me to receive, you know, the same treatment that most citizens of this municipality would receive if their alarms went off and the police were called to go to their homes. And they're wanting like $100 for each time. Like if it's a false alarm, they're wanting me to pay them $100. And I'm like, how is that a false alarm? It went off, and then nobody broke in, but still. I mean, just the things they do. It's crazy. So I get news for them. I'm not paying it. I'm not going to do it.
So Fox News has announced a policy where they want the employees of the network to demand that they use their pronouns in the office.
Oh, boy. And everybody should say a big no. We're not going to do it. I mean, really, are people that sensitive?
Yeah, I guess I never realized how important a pronoun is for people. It's like, I don't want to play your ghetto games.
I'm not playing. No. I'll just say, oh, well, you know what? I'm sensitive, too, and it hurts my feelings to have to use them. So there you go. And your feelings are not more important than mine. Oh. I mean, people are just going to have to learn to play their games somehow. I'm watching that Garden of Eden. You know, the guy, did you ever watch the documentary Garden of Eden about how the guy, oh, okay, then you won't know him. Never mind then. He just looks like he's in pretty bad shape. Well, what happened to him? So.
So just happening right now as we speak, the Maricopa County in Arizona, the judge Peter Thompson dismissed Carrie Lake's lawsuit against the stolen election following a three-day trial exposing election misconduct and fraudulent mail ballot signature verifications. So they were able to show that 274,000 signatures were verified in less than 3 seconds. And that's impossible. But they
yeah.
said they could do it.
Well, I was listening to Patrick Bet-David. He was interviewing Tulsi Gabbard today, but it was recently. And, you know, she was talking about all that, and she's just like, you know, that there's, yeah, so many of these people that are bought. She said, you see it immediately when you become, you know, when she was on the Democratic Party, I mean, she saw it immediately. And she said, you know, there's, Some of them are my friends. And she said, I'll tell you right now, I heard one of them say, I will do whatever it takes to rise and get where I want to be, you know? And then the other one, some of them are like, well, you know, I hate to go against them and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, it's capped all there. There's most of them are captured, no doubt. That judge was just, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
He's
just
bought,
received some money.
They've been bought. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was either given money or a power or an offer he can't refuse.
Uh-huh. Yep. For sure. Because, I mean, Carrie Lake she's pretty thorough. She's usually on top of her game as far as having everything.
Yeah, they don't even have a jury. They just, they just have the, they just throw it out.
Oh, wowza. So, I guess, obviously the media, I guess they've stopped covering it, but what's going on with the immigrants? Aren't they still piling in?
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. I love when they drop buses, busloads off in front of Kamala's house. That's my favorite.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, several times. They just drop the buses off at her house, let the illegals out, and then the bus drives off. That's hilarious.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. I did hear that in New York they were basically kicking their own homeless out of the hotels and instead putting the immigrants in.
Yeah.
Yep, they're trying to get
out.
Well,
there's more money in immigrants than there are the other stuff. Yeah, the immigrants and the trans people, that's like the Yit crowd right now.
Yeah. Yep. And then you look at, we were noticing too, you know, we have a university here in town, and I swear most of the professors, they're foreign. And I just, I actually met one of them yesterday. She was walking by my house, and she was carrying these long plants, and I stopped her and talked to her and introduced myself, and she's from Uganda, and she said they were onions, and I was like, those are onions? But she teaches plants at the university. She teaches about plants, so we got to talking a lot and everything, and she's oh, yeah, I love it over here. I've been here about a year, so I automatically know she's had the gene therapy because she wouldn't have been able to come into this country otherwise. But I, so we were talking, and I said, so are you for, like, you know, just natural, treatment of plants and stuff? And she's like, oh, no, I'm into genetics and stuff. And I was like, oh, boy. And, of course, Monsanto has a, you know, they've installed a greenhouse here at this university several years ago. And I'm thinking, yep, they're, you know, they're bringing all these foreigners in. They get them over here, and they love it, and they end up becoming citizens. And, you know, in the college, of course, they're getting thoroughly brainwashed. So I'm sure she'll be one of those that are all for Biden. That's what they do. What they do. And I'm, boy, I just, yeah, I don't really like colleges anymore. Not after what happened the past 3 years. Forcing all those kids to get those shots, and they have really became, they've really become a liberal tool. Honestly have. They really, really brainwash them.
There's college professors that teach the depopulation, and if you want to get a degree, then you might have to take that class.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I just, you know, I need to check the curriculums. I'd really like to see what they're teaching in elementary and high school now and everything. It would be interesting.
Well, they're taking it down to kindergarten.
Ugh. I'd have to work hard to make sure that my grandsons know the truth. Get them books. There's got to be good books out there that for kids that tell them the real history. Excuse me. I've been getting good and sleepy. Hopefully I will sleep good tonight. Slept okay last night, but not great. So. Oh, I still got to get busy with my garden and finishing my greenhouse. Can't
hey,
wait.
Before you go, we do have a caller, though. We have Joseph from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Just listening to you guys talk there and saying, well, I must not see my number yet. So you guys are just rambling on there about the way things are going.
That
was good. But that's interesting, though, when you think about it, you know.
In the middle of posting something that I was going to talk about in a minute, that's all.
Yeah, well, it's like you're like, I'm eavesdropping, you know? It's like, I, you know, they don't know I'm here, so it's like, you don't know I'm here, so this was, you know, but, yeah, it,
you
but that was the ruling.
And I know you're not a huge sports guy, but I had to go, I saw you come in, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, the hockey game's on.
So that's the ruling of Arizona, then, that we were talking about. They just ruled against the lawsuit,
but
right?
Like, she expected that, and she's ready to go to the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so anticipate it. But doesn't it surprise you? I mean, the level of corruption, I mean, I know we've already talked about this, you know, many times in the past where you think that, you know, really America's really got to lose a lot more before even we begin to think that anything's going to change, because it just seems like nobody cares. It's just, you know, it's day-to-day business, and we care, but then we go out and we don't know who else cares, you know?
But I don't know why they just can't come out and say, look, we rigged the election. And we paid off the judges, so there's no sense in going that direction. They may as well just tell you that, because that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to do anything about it, so right.
Yeah. Nobody's going to do nothing about it. Exactly. You're absolutely correct. And the few that want to rise up and, you know, I think about, you know, the things I've been through, you know, fighting the system and whatnot. I remember 3 years ago when they kidnapped me. I was locked up. They locked me up in a holding cell. I mean, they beat the hell out of me, you know, and I had a concussion and everything. And I remember I was handcuffed to a grate in the floor. Oh, yeah. I was handcuffed to a grate in the floor. Rockingham County, North Carolina.
Why did they do that?
Well, it's a long story, David, but I was falsely arrested, first of all. The what they were trying to arrest me for had already expired. It had to do with domestic. It was a text message I sent. You know,
a
text message I sent to the mother of my two sons, which we're back together now, by the way. So, but anyway, you know, so they but the order had expired. And what had happened was I was going to court, right? And my 5-year-old son said, "Hi, Daddy." And I said, "Hey, little guy." And they someone from the court said, "You can't talk to him." I said, "That's my son." So I argued with a staff member, so I'm automatically you know, combative already. So as soon as they get me behind the door of the court there, when they lock me up, the bailiff takes him in the back there. Wham! My head gets slammed into the wall, and I get a couple shots to my back. And of course, I fight back now. So I knock the first two down. Then they drag me. You know, and it was a long battle, and they dragged me all the way down to the jail. And needless to say, I was handcuffed to a grate in the floor for 8 days, right? And I had a concussion, and I remember the blood that I had. You know, I remember writing with my finger, "Help." On the concrete wall, you know, help. You know what I mean? Yeah, because, you know, after so long, I mean, they wouldn't feed me. They'd come in with a little styrofoam cup of water and give me, you know, a little bit here and there. And the first 3 days, I was, you know, as soon as somebody came close to me, I was swinging. So, you know, the best I can, kicking, whatever, you know, button heads, whatever I could do. Whatever you could do to fight, you will. You know, I'm stripped down, butt naked, you know, in a cell. I mean, you know, handcuffed to a grate in the floor. And I stayed locked. And I made bond, by the way. I posted my bond. It was $45,000, and they wouldn't let me out. They just wouldn't let me out. And after about 18 days, and I healed up, so the wound wasn't, you know, as noticeable, because I had a big egg on my head. I had a concussion, so they weren't going to let me out right away, you know, because then they were caught. You know, I mean, I walked in healthy. What happened? You know, so after 18 days, I got out, and I tried fighting it. My point being is that. This is how corrupt the system could be. And no lawyers want to touch the case. Mm. Nobody wants to represent me. To this day, I can't find anybody who wants to represent me on it. You know? So how do you fight back? In that jail, 5 inmates have been murdered in the last 3 years. In that jail. Yeah. So, nothing. It's all covered up, brushed underneath the rug. Nothing, you know, nobody. I mean, it's corruption. But, I mean, this is just one place. Imagine all the other places around the country that are bad. I mean, so you think about it. You know, you hear the horror stories about the January 6th prisoners up there, how they're treated, you know, after what happened.
You believe it.
I believe it. Yeah. Because I know what happened to me.
Wow.
So it's just it's really mind-boggling, and it's when you're trapped like that or kidnapped like that against your will, and there's nothing you can do. Yeah, it's really it's like where do you turn? And when you're in that situation, it's like, what can you do to survive? You know, and really, you're at their beck and call. They could have killed me. I mean, who would have known the difference? You know, I mean, luckily I had some patriots that were trying to do their best to monitor, blowing up the phones and everything, calling them, you know, because they knew what was going on. So, but you know, you know, they could have killed me. Right now I could be dead, and what would have happened? Nothing. There would have been no justice. You know, I mean, I'm alive. I can't get it. So, you know, so it's like you think about how evil this system, and we have one of the most, and look, I trust the system. I believe in the system. It's the greatest system on earth, but it's the people within the system that make it bad, and that's what is so frustrating. It really is, because
That's a good point, yeah.
It's a shame.
That's a little bit of what I said, too, about, it's the people that are the soldiers for these systems
they're either, they have to stand up to them or do the right thing. And you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and when you take a job, you know, like that, you take, you swear an oath or you have a responsibility. And if I had, was in a uniform and I saw that happen, I could not allow that to happen. I'd have to step in. I just would have to say something, you know?
Yeah. Of course.
And that brings me to the whistleblowers. We talk about the whistleblowers today. These are whistleblowers, and look what happens. They're being set up, harassed, you know. But we hear this, right? We need to offer those people our support. We need to say, hey, we need to be behind. Because if without the whistleblowers or people with transparency, bringing that transparency to light, we'll never know about the bad things people do. It'll always be hidden, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we always, you know. I mean, I just feel like we always have to stand our ground and stand up for what we believe in no matter what. And, you know, and even though what happened to me, I still would do it all over again. It was just, you know, that was my case, what happened, my individual case. But still, at the same time, I would still stand up and do what is right, what I believe is right, fight for what is right, and fight back. You put your hands on me, I'm fighting back. I don't care. You know? I mean, that's just the way it is. But, it's a shame. It's a shame that our system has to be molded and corrupted this way, because we really do have a beautiful country. We do have good people in this country, and we have hardworking people, and we have, great laws, a great constitution, a great document to live by. We just have to obey it, and we don't. Corruption has taken over so badly that it's like, can we ever turn this around without going to war and having a civil war? Because I don't condone war. I don't condone violence. But do you think this could be changed without it? I just don't think so. You know, I just don't think so. I think something big has to happen for us to, you know, or this has to all be knocked down and start all over, rebuild again. I hate to say that, and I don't want that to happen. But I just don't see any other way of fixing this. It's too far out of control.
Yeah. I think actually that they will end up, you know, I think evil usually ends up somehow consuming itself. I think at some point the people who are thinking all that's going on is okay, that, you know, aren't doing really the right thing, I think eventually they're going to get caught up and, you know, they are going to run out of food.
They'll self-destruct.
And they'll eventually either be destroyed or beg to come to the other side and be like, you know.
I always say this. I would always say this. Forgiveness is always on the table. I always offer forgiveness. I always want to forgive, you know.
Sure.
That's just who I am. Even the people that, what they did to me, you know, I'm willing to forgive. You know, but as long as there's a correction made and it doesn't ever happen again, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I see things. But if I just don't know, but we have an unforgiving system, that's for sure. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't know.
It's
there's some of the things that happened the past 3 years, though, there's a few people I won't forgive. I mean, it's not even about forgiveness, you know?
Just look at this COVID thing, you know, all the things that have happened. I mean, who would have ever thought 10 years ago what would have happened to a couple of years ago, how it was went down, the world on lockdown, you know, this virus thing, fake virus, whatever it may be, you know, would have happened the way it did. Who would have ever thought that 10 years ago or at the turn of the century, at the, you know, the millennium of 2000, when we were celebrating the year 2000, who would have thought 23 years later we would have had something like this happen? You know?
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I really didn't. I mean, I knew they were going to try something with the vaccine. I knew that's just the way it was happening.
They set it up with the swine flu. Remember the H1N1?
Yeah,
remember?
They tried it. It didn't work. Yep. So. Yep.
Oh, boy. It's a shame. But I was thinking more or less they were going to steer us into a war. You know, another false flag type of war, you know, and that's how they were going to, you know, do the lockdown test, you know, because everyone, you know, and we would all capitulate and give up and say, okay, it's for the betterment of the world. It's for America, you know, like 9/11, you know, like the Patriot Act. It's for the country, you know. But yeah. But no, they did it with a vaccine and a fake pandemic, scandemic, you know.
Yeah.
And they're saying they got the next one lined up. They say they got the next one lined up.
Wow. Sure. They're going to try it, but they're they're going to have a lot more, you know,
rebellion.
People fighting back this time. Yeah. So. And then there'll be many of them that just line up again and fall for everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's sad. With the knowledge that's out there today, the knowledge that we all have, and the way we can communicate, too. I mean, again, look at when, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, I'm 45, so you go back, you know, to when I was, you know, growing up in the late 80s, you know, what? I never thought we'd have the internet like we do, the way of communicating with each other like we do today, the cell phones and, you know, a cell phone, a car phone. That was a big thing when I was 18 years old, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was in college when they – I'm 57. So, yeah, when you're talking about cell phones, I remember the very first one, the huge ones that sat in the floor of the car or whatever. Yeah.
Remember the beepers? The beepers? Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You were a drug dealer if you had a beeper.
Yeah. No, when I was selling real estate back then, we had beepers. That's all we had. That's all we used. So, yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to them. I never see them around anymore, beepers. I don't even see old ones.
Yeah, I think they still use them on cruise ships, but no, they probably even don't do that anymore. They probably give them phones. I don't know. But yeah, I'd like to go back to some of those things, but I can't wait till the night that I lay my head down on a pillow and I don't hear the noises from the, you know, all the stuff going on.
Yeah. All the waves. Everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quietness. You know, it's silence.
Mm-hmm.
I go out into the woods hiking sometimes, and I still can hear everything, you know. And
really?
You just can't get it, you know, and you just can't. I have a large woods where I'm near my home, actually, and I can go maybe, 2-3 hours straight walking into the woods, and still I can still hear some faint of the highway way off in the distance. And it's like, man, I just can't get away from the sound, you know.
Well, I just want to get far enough away from, like, to where there's no cell service, to where there's no towers within a distance that, and see if it's silent, because I want to know if that's what's causing it.
Yeah.
I have to believe it's the frequencies, the 5G and everything like that that's causing it. I just want to know if that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is. I really think it is because, like I say, you just can't get. I mean, I've searched for those silent, you know, areas in the wilderness. That's what you're looking for. You know, that desolation of nice quietness, and you're so far away. And I mean, I've gone so far in there, I've almost gotten lost. You know, I have to have a compass. So I mean, I'll go thick, way deep in there, but still, like that, still that smell of civilization, that feeling, that little sound. Yeah, it's still there. You're right. You know, and maybe up in the mountains, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think there is one place that I think you can go, and I don't think it can penetrate. It's like if you were underwater.
Interesting.
I think that if you're underwater, especially like if you're out in the ocean and under the ocean, frequencies are able, at least I know they said 5G can't penetrate water, because that was one of the problems why they were having to put so many in, is because I think trees and different things like that would block it. So I don't, and there was.
Is that true that they have underground caves under the ocean? Is that true? I've always wondered about that. You know, they got like caves that have oxygen, you know, pockets underneath, you know, just for, there's like underground caves that you can actually, you know, explore. I always wondered that. I heard rumors of that, but I don't know.
Oh,
you know, I've never
know.
Met anybody.
That's new to me. I haven't heard that. Huh.
Oh. I've heard rumors about them, but I've never met anybody who's actually been there or seen them, you know?
Yeah. Huh.
That would be a spot where
be,
you wouldn't
hard.
Pick up. That'd be like a quiet place,
yeah.
I would imagine that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the only thing is, you know, how when you go underwater, you kind of hear there is a noise, but it's not that noise. So I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm definitely, next time I get the chance, next time I'm near an ocean, I'm going to give that a try and see what happens. Even if one
or that or outer space.
the outer space I definitely don't want to go to. I'm not an outer space person. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Just leave me
I'm
down
wondering if
here.
All that's really true to what, yeah, I'm wondering if that's really true, the space stations up there and everything, you know?
well, I think probably so. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
the way, you know, Elon Musk with all of his stuff, it probably is. Probably is.
Well, I've seen, you know, things in the sky where, you know, lights and everything that don't belong, but I don't think they're aliens. I think that's more or less, you know, I guess say reflections of light and stuff or stars, falling stars, meteor showers, stuff like that. I've seen those. And you know, I know I spoke to a guy about, I think it was about 9 months ago. I was doing security for a shopping plaza, and he came up and he's talking to us, and he said that he and his buddy they just put a new cell phone tower up, and he said there was a flying saucer. He used to call it a flying saucer. It was like a little ship that came down, went around this tower, the cell phone tower, like 8 times, and then took off and vanished. And he said there was a video of it, but I could never find it on YouTube. And I want to see that guy again, because I remember him telling me and my partner that night about the story, because we were talking about something like what we're talking about now, you know, with 5G and aliens and stuff like that. But he said that there was a ship came down and went around the tower. It was a new cell phone tower and went around it about 7-8 times, and it took off back into outer space real fast. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that could possibly be. A drone, maybe? I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. You never know, especially...
There's so much out there we don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The thing that I'm really interested now in really studying through the things I've been through in my life and the things I've seen and done, I'm really interested, after my father passed away last year, I'm really interested in, and the reason why is this, because when he was lying there in the living room dying, you know, basically we had him in the air tank and everything, and I was the only one in the room with him, and he couldn't talk, and he wasn't coherent, but he was, you know, I remember putting my head down, praying, and something grabbed my waist, my belt loop, and pulled on me, like, real hard, 3 times. Now, And I was like, what the heck was that? You know, and I was thinking to myself, and it's not, you know, something I thought about later that happened, and I was like, wow, I don't know what that was, you know. And I just kept putting my head down praying. But ever since then, I've been wanting to know about life after death, what happens. Because, look, we're only here for a short time, you know, and we're going to be someplace else for a lot longer. So I'd like to know where it is and what it is, you know.
Yeah, and it's hard to know. I mean, you know, you do have these people that say they've had the after-death experiences, which is very interesting to listen to. But
yeah.
I know that the Dr. Morse that I follow, you know, he talks about how that there are no, like, all the atoms, you know, atoms, the smallest form of matter, and he said, you can't add or take away atoms. He's like, the universe, it's all made up. And he said, you can't take or add to it. So he said, when one form of energy, like, you know, it goes away, it goes somewhere else. It can't just leave the universe.
It can't vanish. It has to turn into something else, basically.
Yeah. So, and he, you know, he has these different, you know, these different levels that we reach, which each one gets more beautiful. And, you know, he talks about the different, when talk, when God talks about the many mansions, he says it's these different levels, basically worlds.
That's interesting.
We go to, and it is. It is. It's kind of nice. And this one basically is like one of the lowest levels.
Yeah.
You know, here on Earth. And he believes that whenever you've lived and you've kind of got it right, and
kind of like reincarnation,
living a good life, like you move up to a higher, better level.
Okay.
And then you keep moving up. And otherwise, he kind of believes that if you don't, like if karma's kicking your butt and if you're still causing problems and you're not quite getting it, you might find yourself back here again on Earth.
What kind of would explain the different shapes of energy we see, where that people say they're ghosts or demons or whatnot? That would explain that, because there is a video of people capturing these masses of energy that look like some humans, some don't. And I even have a video of me on camera, and something appears behind me for about good 2-3 seconds, and I didn't know it until I was editing the video. And I said, what the heck is that behind me? It came up from behind me, came above my head, and then just vanished away. And I got it.
Oh,
I got it on Rumble, actually. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was an odd shaped looking thing. I didn't know what it was. It didn't look like a human, but it was definitely like a poltergeist type of energy, you know. It's real. It was there, and I don't know what it was, and I didn't know it was there. So, you know, until I saw the video, and I'm no special effects guy when it comes to video. So,
yikes! No, you're okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, it didn't hurt me, and I didn't even know it was there, actually. You know, and I don't even think about it really until I have these conversations. It's not like something where I go in that room now, I'm like, whoa, you know, I don't think about it, you know, I mean, but I got it on video, you know, I got it documented, so, you know, in the best way I could.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering what that energy is, if that was a human, like you were talking about, that came back, maybe, or transitioning, you know?
Yeah.
And that's interesting. It's an interesting
angels,
subject, and that's what I'm studying.
I believe in angels, too, I mean, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I
knows?
Do, too.
There's, I mean, it's a huge mystery, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there has to be something. I just can't believe that life, this is it.
Oh,
this is
absolutely.
Just it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There's no way.
No, I absolutely, you know, he mentions that he's like, you know, basically God is, he's experiencing life through all of us. And, no, I absolutely believe in that there is the great one, God, you know, there's,
an intelligent designer.
Yeah. And I have no doubt that there's just been too many times when I've, you know, had to basically, I pray, you know, when I'm in a desperate state or something, that's where I go. And it's, you know, that's always the answer. So,
sure.
You know, and sometimes things don't turn out the way we want them to, but at least it's, you know, it's there to calm you and to, you know, help you find peace and so forth. So,
well, we can't reason our own reasoning. We think we try to make our God or whatever we may believe, we try to put it in our own reasoning. And there's no way, if we're talking, just think about how silly that is to even think about that way, because we're trying to talk to something way more infinite than we are, that knows much more, and we're trying to touch base with it and pray to it, but yet we're going to try to put it in the same ballpark that we're in. You know, no way.
Yeah, right.
It's much greater than us.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, that's why I think he talks about that, the physical form, like us right now, we can only exist in duality.
You know,
so, yeah.
That's interesting.
All part of the
world. Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I know it's getting late, but I appreciate you taking the call, and I just want to touch base because you guys were talking about the election thing. So,
thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night, and God bless the Republic, and take care and be safe out there.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Oh.
All right. So do you have anything else you want to go over tonight?
I think that's about it. I'm about ready for bed. So, ready for bed.
No, I figured you would.
Yeah. Looking forward to a good night's rest tonight. All right. Are one last question? Yeah, are you close? Have you been to Santa Rosa, New Mexico?
No, never.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just my brother and
Mexico,
oh, okay, it's
like
pretty close to you. Yeah,
10-hour drive.
Okay. Yeah, because that's where they stayed tonight, and he was talking about they have something like blue holes or something there. It's, I guess these deep water, really blue water aquifers or something that's supposed to be really pretty. So, but anyway. Beautiful country out there. I need to get back out there and see it all again. It's been a while. Been a while. Even Vegas.
All right, well, I guess we'll shut it down for the night then.
Okay. Sounds good.
Unless you have anything else.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. All right, so, yeah, I'm just shutting it down right now here. So thank you for joining us today. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I will be back tomorrow. Joanne Moretti's going to join us from the last 2 hours of the show tomorrow. So she's always great to have on. All right. Well, until tomorrow, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oot.